Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more. What you're about to listen to is a recording of a live show I did at the end of August supporting the wonderful podcast The Wind on their world tour, which ended in Glasgow. It's a solo piece about the tower and where it came from and why I think it matters. A heads up, it's not the cleanest recording in the world. There was a slightly dicky cable in the setup, and at one point I just straight up forgot to turn my mic on, so there is a line that I've had to dub in. If you want to see how I run this particular live show, I did a rehearsal stream the week of the show, which I've now put on YouTube and I will link to in the show notes. This was a very strange experience for me, taking the tower and presenting it to a new audience, but I really enjoyed it and I hope I get to do it again sometime soon. A huge thank you to Phil Corbett for giving me the opportunity to perform this at their show, and thank you, as always, for listening.
You do look pretty.
Hello.
Hello.
So the first question you're probably wondering is how come they get to sit down? And why have they brought a small dining room with them? First of all, thank you for correctly guessing my pronouns on the first try. That's very perceptive of you.
And second of all, this is radio, and we don't like standing up in radio. So, hello. My name is Amber, and I make audio fiction podcasts as Tin Can Audio. This is the first time I've done something like this, just a heads up, just to warn you, but I'm incredibly grateful to have been given the opportunity to do something like this. I've been wanting to do it for a while, and it's very, very wonderful that Phil asked me to be a part of this night, because nothing motivates like a deadline. And now we get to find out whether the technology works. So, it works! Amazing! Right, let's go. So, since I started playing bass at age 12, I've always loved performing. But performing an audio drama live, it takes a lot of work. You have to find a venue. You have to sort of herd all of your actors into that venue. You have to rehearse. You have to put together a fairly complicated tech setup, even more complicated than this monstrosity. And then you get to the day of the show and nobody turns up to watch it because you were so busy putting it together you forgot to tell anyone that it was happening. So what I wanted to do was put together something smaller, something a bit more compact that I could do with a minimal setup that I could take to places where people actually go. And I struggled for a very long time trying to figure out what that looked like, what that sounded like. How best to tell you about the stories I make without just sort of pressing a button and playing an episode while I sit here and vibe, I guess. So, after a lot of drafts, after a lot of test recordings, and a lot of messages from friends saying things like,
I'm not sure this works.
I'm not sure it's quite working yet.
Since when do you have a podcast? Also, this doesn't work.
That last one's my wife, incidentally. I thought I would tell you about the story I'm the most proud of. It's an audio fiction concept album, stay with me, an audio fiction concept album called The Tower. It's just anoraks all the way down. And I want to talk a little bit about where that idea came from, what it means to me, and a little bit about the journey I went through while we were making it.
Hey, Kiri. What's up?
Hey. I didn't wake you, did I?
No, not at all. I'm still up.
Yeah, me too.
I can tell.
Sorry.
Insomnia still got you too, huh?
You bet.
You okay?
Yeah. Weirdly, I just made a decision.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to climb the tower.
It's January 2018, and I'm not doing well. Winters in Glasgow tend to be very long, very dark, very cold, you all know this, and it seems to rain all the time. I work at a cocktail bar doing late, irregular hours that ruin my internal clock and always seem to mean that I'm awake at the cold, dark, rainy parts of the day. I think it's now starting to affect my mental well-being and my physical health, but bar job, a good bar job is hard to find, and who has the time to look, right? I spend most of my days feeling tired and anxious and trapped inside my own head. My world feels very, very small.
I booked a train ticket for tomorrow.
You want to climb the tower in winter?
Yeah, there's less people at the bottom.
That's a good thing?
Yeah, less people to stop me.
The thing that sustains me is making audio drama. Writing stories and making things has always been how I figure out how I feel about stuff. So I start writing a new story about a young woman in a very similar situation to mine who one night decides to leave it all behind.
Seriously?
What? Do you know what's up there?
No, but I know it's not what people think is up there. You're being ridiculous.
Look, Chris, I have to do something. I'm so bored of being worried all the time. I need to get out of the city, get out of my head, and then feel like I'm being someone.
And climbing an infinite tower to certain death is the way to do that.
It's not infinite. Nothing is infinite.
That's the bit you're focusing on?
Whatever's up there can't be worse than what's down here.
It feels strange hearing that line now.
whatever's up there can't be worse than what's down here.
I don't think I quite realised how bad things were when I wrote that.
I'm sorry I yelled. I don't want this to end in a fight.
You're serious about this?
Yeah.
Are you coming back?
I don't know. I want to.
Okay.
In my mind, I saw a rainy city at night, stretching out as far as the eye could see, wide and yet somehow narrow and confined at the same time, with a shadow of something far in the distance, a dark mass stretching up into the sky, over the city, over everything. An imposing monolith of ancient stone.
It's so big and square.
A ziggurat.
Bless you.
No, the structure. It's called a ziggurat.
And I saw a young woman named Kiri, leaving behind her isolated, claustrophobic existence to climb this seemingly infinite, impossible structure, covered in undisturbed snow and forgotten by time. This was the beginning of the tower. Friendship, identity, our place in the world, and our relationship with our past. Everyone in this story is trying to fix something, but they don't really know how or where to start. There's also a surprising number of conversations specifically about phones.
Hello?
Oh, wow, okay. Hello?
Who is this?
Who is this?
I asked first.
My name's Ike, and I run the phones on the tower.
Really?
I mean, I don't run the phones. I test them to make sure they're still working.
That's your job?
As far as I've been told, yeah.
Why do you have to test the phones?
To make sure they're still working, obviously.
I made the first 6 episodes of The Tower with my friends.
Katrina Allen as Carrie.
David Pello as Chris.
Mark Galley as Ike.
And Sarah Gelding as Kiri's mum.
We initially made the first 6 episodes of the show as a little experiment. It was a side project to keep us busy while we worked on other things. But now we have 3 seasons, 5 music albums, including a lo-fi remix album called Chill Beats to Climb Impossible Towers 2 that you're listening to right now. 300,000 downloads, which is a silly number. A couple of awards, which is even sillier, a piano book, and now whatever the hell this is. This story seems to have resonated with people in a way I really wasn't expecting. Who would have thought that a story about how isolating the modern world could be would chime with so many people? In some instances, it may have resonated just a tiny little bit too much.
1 star. I'm sorry, that's not an ending. Terrible.
So that is a 1-star review for season 1, which ends on a bit of a cliffhanger. It's my favourite review of anything I've ever made, ever. They liked the show so much that the ending made them cross. But because the ending made them cross, the whole show got a 1-star review. It's got layers. I love it so very, very much. The Tower has always been a place for me to explore what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling and to figure things out and talk about ideas that I find interesting. It reignited my interest in history, in science, in reading books, in just being a nerd and learning stuff.
I'm really getting into reading about the tower.
Yes?
Yeah. It's good. It's good to be learning stuff again. Makes me feel like I'm getting better every day.
One of my favourite parts of the tower happens towards the end of season two. Kiri's not doing well.
I think I just assumed that I'd come out of this and go back home. Back to normal. I'm starting to realise that that's not really possible anymore.
Do you want to go back to normal?
I don't know. In some ways, yes. I wasn't happy before, but it was stable, predictable. Now I don't know what I'm doing or where I'm going. I don't even know what day it is anymore.
You'd rather be able to know the future.
Well, I'd like to know if I'm going to be okay. Is that too much to ask?
Well, I don't know how this ends, and I know you don't either. And there's not much either of us can do about it.
Yeah.
So we recorded part two in 2020, and I'd also recently figured out I was non-binary. There was a lot going on when we made part two of The Tower, and it may have bled into the script a little bit. Anyway, Kiri has a voicemail.
We got another voicemail, which I think might be for you.
Really?
Yeah. I'll patch it through. Think I've got this worked out.
And Mark Galley, who plays Ike there, improvised the next bit, and I just, I love it very, very much.
You here, and you're friends with this guy, and then that means you go, yep.
And this is my favourite part of the show. It features the voice of Sarah Golding, who, by the way, signed off her recording like this.
Stop getting excited, have a lovely day, bye.
Voice actors are incredibly normal people. I'm going to talk about why I love this monologue so much and why I think it's a good example of what the show is about and why this show means a lot to me, and I think why it's sort of found an audience with people. And I know I said I didn't want to just play a clip and just vibe, but I'm going to do that now just because I kind of want to just let this play out.
Hi, Kiri. It's Mum. Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed your call. I was out hiking again. Yeah, the hills are getting bigger and bigger, and the walks are taking longer and longer. It's not too bad, as I have the time now. It's okay, Kiri, I know you're busy and you should be busy, but not too busy. I learned that one the hard way. You work too hard. You're very much like us that way. But we turned out fine, as did you. There is time for long walks now. Yeah, I hope your trip is going well. It can be hard when you're away to ground yourself in something, especially when everything is changing around you. That can also be exciting. And I know you won't shy away from it, and that you'll keep on moving forward regardless, because you are my daughter. With all the bravery and stubbornness of her parents and much, much more besides. It is okay to worry, you know. I mean, even the strongest of us have days when we must rest, and that's how it should be. There were days when I would worry for you constantly, obsessively, even though I knew you'd be all right. I still do, from time to time. But, well, you're older and, I think, wiser some of the time. Yeah, we're okay, Kiri. We miss you. But We are proud of you. Every day. And every step of the way, we are behind you. You know, you're always miles ahead of us, eh? Yeah, there will be time to visit, Kiri. Don't worry. And there will be time for long walks. Okay, take care. Bye. Bye. Bye.
I think there is power in slowing down, in giving ourselves permission to slow down. My friend Ollie, who read that one-star review earlier.
This is for Dev. I'll give you 3, because I'm feeling generous.
Once mused that the world would be a better place if it were run on marijuana instead of speed. The world moves too fast sometimes, and we're so often told that if we don't move fast enough, that we'll lose out, that we're not being productive enough, that we're somehow not living up to our full potential.
I wasted time, and now doth time waste me.
But we have so much time. A lifetime might as well be forever. And the thing that I think I love about that monologue that I just played, or about the Tower in general as a story, as a show, as a thing that I'm very lucky that I get to work on, is that it allows anyone listening to just take a second and slow down and breathe. Just put everything aside for one moment and know that you're going to be okay. I don't work at a cocktail bar anymore. This strange little show has allowed me to make telling stories with sound my career somehow. I have time for long walks now. Making the Tower made me realize what was important to me. It helped me to figure out who I am and who it is that I want to become. It made me brave, I think. I am so proud of this show and this story and everyone involved in it. And I'm so thankful to everyone who has come along with us on this journey. And you're all included in that now, by the way, so thank you. And I can't wait to see what's next for us at the next part of the climb.
Remember the courage.
I will.
Good luck, Kiri.
Thank you. Good night, Chris.
Good night.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.